A federal bill in response to the 2015 sinking of cargo ship El Faro would mandate the Coast Guard take a more active role in inspecting vessels. But one family member of a perished mariner says it doesn't go far enough. In the mid-1990s, the U.S. Coast Guard outsourced the bulk of safety inspections to third-party groups called classification societies, like the American Bureau of Shipping. A bill filed in the U.S. House of Representatives could potentially roll back some of that outsourcing by creating a new department to monitor classification societies, requiring more Coast Guard inspectors be present during third-party ship surveys, and mandating a new report detailing how much it would cost to triple the Coast Guard's traveling inspection staff. Glenn Jackson's brother Jack was one of 33 mariners who lost their lives aboard El Faro. He says he'd rather see a full Coast Guard takeover of inspections.
Personally, I would like to see the alternative compliance program dismantled, but that's not in any of this legislation. But as you mentioned, the legislation does call for tripling the traveling inspectors program, which gives you an idea of how much potential problems I think they realize are occurring within this alternative compliance program.
The bill would also implement other safety recommendations, like requiring the Coast Guard to push for new floating voyage data recorders that are outfitted with modern GPS beacons. It would also require more updated weather tracking equipment on ships, among other things. The House measure currently lacks a Senate companion. Ryan Bank, 89.9 WJCT News.